Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to a Something Offbeat year-end special from Odyssey. These are the most offbeat stories of the year. Hello there, Something Offbeat listeners. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the most notorious, long-enduring, real-life mysteries out there. It's the tale of one of the most infamous skyjackers of all time, D.B. Cooper.
So thus far, officially, they don't know who the guy was, don't know where he came from, don't know where he went, don't know whether he lived or died. They really know nothing about the individual at all. Thanksgiving Eve, November 24th, 1971, which of course was a Wednesday, a nondescript guy showed up at the Portland International Airport in Portland, Oregon, and bought a one-way ticket, which cost $20 in cash, from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. As the plane was preparing to take off, as it was literally driving to the runway, this nondescript passenger who gave the name Dan Cooper to the ticket agent handed off a note to one of the flight attendants saying that he had a bomb and that the jet was essentially being hijacked.
It's like something out of a movie. Cooper sauntered onto a plane, demanded money, and then vanished into thin air.
History Channel featured researcher Eric Ulis. He's going to take us on a deep dive.
Ulis will also weigh in on some of the latest developments in the case, including a family who claims their loved one was the famous renegade and who he thinks Cooper really is.
That's Lauren, one of our producers. I'm your host, Mike Rogers, and this is Something Offbeat. This new development, tell me about this parachute. I guess it was found in North Carolina. Is that right?
Yeah, straight out of the gate, I'll just tell you, I think it's just a bunch of BS. I know the people involved. I've known these people for years. And I will say that, you know, fortunately, we've got very detailed description of the parachute in the FBI records. And we've also seen photographs of the current parachute, which was handed over to the FBI. It is 100% not the same parachute that D.B. Cooper used. D.B. Cooper used what was called an NB-6 parachute, NB-6/NB-8 parachute. So I can say with absolute certainty that the parachute that was retrieved and recovered and reported about valiantly was 100% not D.B. Cooper's parachute. So it was basically much ado about nothing. And the person that apparently owned the parachute, a guy named Richard Floyd McCoy, who was a skyjacker in his own right. He was actually a D.B. Cooper copycat. He tried the same thing about 6 months later, got caught, and then was sentenced to prison, broke out of prison, decided to get into a gunfight with the FBI and lost. Yeah, that guy's not D.B. Cooper. The FBI did look at him very seriously, but he was eliminated as a suspect, and he wasn't D.B. Cooper. He wasn't D.B. Cooper, and the parachute that was retrieved has absolutely nothing to do with the real D.B. Cooper.
If Dan Cooper was not Richard Floyd McCoy, who was he? Who's your leading contender right now?
Well, the person that I'm primarily interested in is a gentleman named Vince Peterson. Vince Peterson was a metallurgist, engineer. He worked for a company called Remcru Titanium, which was the major subcontractor for Boeing. And the reason why I say that is because I have let the evidence lead my investigation in this case, specifically the tie particles, the tie evidence, as I mentioned before. through very sophisticated scanning electron microscope analysis and so forth, those particles tell a story.
I suppose there's new hope, I guess, that perhaps we can identify Dan Cooper and get to the bottom of this, right?
Yeah, I actually am convinced that we're going to figure out who this guy was. I've said before that time has served as a double-edged sword in this case. You know, in one sense, you've got 53 years, memories fade, you know, people pass on, evidence is lost and deteriorates, things of that nature. But on the other end, you've got advances in science and technology. And ultimately, I think that race, that race between the science and technology side of the sword and the memories fading and people passing on side of the sword, I think ultimately the science and technology is going to win. So I think leveraging those tools and leveraging what we have in terms of the evidence, which is sparse, but it's important, I think will ultimately enable us to put together who this guy was.
The rapture that never came. A South African man claimed that the rapture, an apocalyptic prophecy included in some Christian beliefs, was scheduled. His prediction caught some steam. It got the hashtag Rapture Talk trending on TikTok, and it seemed to convince some people, even though that might seem a little bit hard to believe. The Dave Glover team did a dive into rapture narratives for some perspective on the trend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, so to be serious for a second, I used to believe all of this. When I was religious, I was this brand of religious. I was in the Assembly of God Church. People were speaking in tongues. The rapture was everything. I used to, like, quote unquote, preach about it. When I was picking pumpkins at Losh's Farms, they got mad at me because I was proselytizing. So I know a lot about this. And when I started not believing, I researched it. And all you need to do is look up John Nelson Darby. John Nelson Darby was a minister in the 1830s, and he's the first person, to my knowledge, I'll stand corrected if you can correct me, who ever connected those scriptures and talked about tribulation period and pre-tribulation period and the Antichrist. And so John Nelson Darby, look him up.
How many people are like really bought in on this? I mean,
it's not a Catholic thing. So yeah. It's a Protestant thing. And I think it's more of an evangelical thing, like the Assembly of God Church that I was in. So I'm going to spitball a quarter
but
of
I would
Christianity.
Also, I would also bet just like most people that are evangelicals aren't thinking today's the day.
No.
There's a small group of all of those groups of people that
right.
think
that's
this.
More what I meant. Not yeah. necessarily how many people are bought in on the idea of rapture period, but that today is the day.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah. Not a lot. It's mostly small. Been jokes.
Yes. I have to say, yes. though, if I got invited, I mean, assuming that it didn't seem dangerous in some way, which it probably wouldn't, if I got invited, like, come hang out at our Assemblies of God church or whatever, where we take this really seriously and 100 of us are going to get together because we think we're all about to float up together in a few hours, I probably would go just because I wonder what the next few minutes are like.
Yeah. You want to see what happens at 12:47.
Right. What's the immediate discussion after that? You don't just go and have some punch at 1.
At 12:45, would you say a little prayer? Like, just in case, let me cover my bases?
I think at this point, I think if there is a God who's going to rapture me, he's probably smarter than that. You know, I don't think he's falling for that.
You're not going to get the last second trick on him. Yeah.
I think he probably knows.
Gatter just said it.
Dang it. He got the magic words.
I was right about to hit the button and he got me.
So right in your backyard, there's a company working to bring back not only the woolly mammoth, but the Tasmanian tiger and the dodo bird. Colossal Biosciences is the name of the company, and it's based in the Dallas area. It recently received a $200 million investment to work on this Jurassic Park adjacent project.
That's right. But instead of harvesting long lost DNA like they do in the movies, Colossal is planning to take living species and then genetically engineer traits of the extinct animals into them, like a hybrid. The company, it currently employs about 170 scientists, and plans are moving forward faster than you might think.
Faye Flam, a science columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, when she told me that she was researching it, I knew we would have to have Faye on the show to talk about it, because this is definitely very offbeat.
I've read this, that they're hoping this project bears fruit by 2027. That's only 2 years away. That seems really ambitious.
It does. And yet they have the resources to do it. And the technology, I think this gene editing technology may have really turned a corner for them, because now they can take the DNA from an existing animal, an African elephant, and edit in these genes. And it's also hard to say what will happen behind the scenes, whether they could have some failed attempts or stillbirths. And that's where the ethics comes in.
If they do get it right, and there was a herd of mammoths running around, or dodo birds, or Tasmanian tigers, would you pay money to go see that? I would. I'd be first in line.
Yeah. I would. I think it would be quite interesting. Yeah, I think it would certainly be fascinating. And I think that they have rightly said that they will learn things from this technology that might be useful for, more serious conservation efforts, animals that we're about to lose.
Yeah. Next question. Other applications of this. You could not only bring animals back from the dead, you could save ones that are on the bubble.
It's possible. I mean, I think that one of the things that would be really interesting to do would be to have a sort of open discussion with the scientific community about what types of animals or plants or fungi would be useful to bring back. And, you know, we're sort of getting the ones that would be most entertaining, because that'll make them money. But what might be helpful? Would there be maybe some species of plant that would be important for diversity in our food supply, or something that would be that was recently extinct that was important for some environmental reason? So I think having an open discussion with the scientific community would be really interesting to see where this technology might prove to be useful for all of us, not just for entertainment, but for the health of the planet.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup from the Something Offbeat podcast out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas-Fort Worth. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. You can listen to the show and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.